Welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Four times every year, a grassroots organization called Baltimore Ceasefire 365 holds sacred space rituals and a variety of other events to call attention to the efforts that so many in our community are making to stop the violence that so often plagues some of our neighborhoods. After each ceasefire weekend, we invite one of the co-organizers of the movement to Midday to talk about this important work. Today, Leatrice Gant joins us on Zoom. Leatrice, it's always a blessing to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us again. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are your spirits following this Mother's Day ceasefire weekend? Where are you and the movement? How you doing?
We're good. Mother's Day weekend was a little bittersweet. We lost two community members, one Friday and one Saturday. We are happy to report that we don't have any notification of any murder on Sunday, Mother's Day. So that was really good. And Baltimore Ceasefire 365 celebrated our four-year birthday yesterday. So that was really good for us as well.
That's right. I saw the cake on Facebook. It looked good.
It was very delicious.
Yeah. And, you know, 4 years, you've been doing this four times a year. I do want to take a minute. Each time you come on, you help me witness and acknowledge the people that we have lost in our city. So far this year, 111 people have been victims of homicide here in Baltimore City, and nine people who lost their lives in Baltimore last week have been identified. So thank you, Leatrice, for joining me and acknowledging them. They are Donnell Avery, age 31, Kalia Player, age 19, Rakiswende Nana, age 27, Marvis Pollock, age 39, Brittany Hayes Smith, age 30, Ephraim Gordon, age 31, Daquan Red, age 22, Danny Henson, age 31, and Renee Jones. She was 34 years old. Thank you, Leatrice, for being part of that acknowledgement. The peace challenge that you have offered and initiated through Ceasefire 365 has three elements, if you will. One mm-hmm. is to vibrate higher.
Yes.
The other is to not be numb. And the yes. third is the sacred space rituals. Let's talk about what each of those entails. When you say hashtag vibrate higher, what do you mean?
Vibrate higher is a call for us to acknowledge that while our city is hurting and in a lot of pain, that at the same exact time, Baltimore is a place of immense joy. And it's a call for people to tap into that joy and to remember that you can do both. So you can acknowledge and uphold the grief that we feel as a community and a collective and celebrate life as well. The sacred space rituals are what we do to go to the space where people have lost their lives in Baltimore, to honor their light, to pray, to burn sage and other ancient medicines, to sing, and to leave joy into the space. One of the things that we like to say is that murder does not get to have the last space in spaces where people have lost their lives. So it's important for us and for the community for us to show up to pour love and light into those spaces. The third component of the Peace Challenge is the thought that it's important for people not to be numb because the murder numbers in Baltimore City are so high. And it is pretty much reported on either daily or very regularly. It's very easy for people to just accept that people dying in our city and people being killed violently. It's just part of who we are. So we challenge people to think differently about that and to really put a person and a story behind when people lose their lives, instead of just saying, oh, this is murder number 111. Because each person in our community has a very rich and vibrant history. They have a legacy, they have a family, they have joys, they have pains. And so we want to humanize people, understanding that numbness is a coping mechanism, but encouraging people not to live in their numbness.
Yeah, and that's so important. And I think that's one of the many great advantages and great dimensions of Baltimore Ceasefire 365, because you're simply not allowing the city, all of us, to succumb to despair.
Yes.
We have simply no choice but to rise up against violence, to show empathy and care and concern for everyone involved in violence.
Yes.
And that, you know, despair just simply isn't an option that we can succumb to. The movement continues to pick up steam. I mean, when you thought, you know, when you think back 4 years ago when this started, it is considerably bigger, broader, and more intense than it was then.
Yes. So we were able to recruit, I believe, close to 50 ambassadors, both youth and adults. Ceasefire, especially the sacred space rituals, have become almost an expectation in the community. When we first started them, it was just something that Erica decided that she wanted to do to help to combat the toxicity. Now, when people lose their loved ones, they actually reach out to us to find out whether or not a sacred space has happened, and if it has not, when it will be scheduled so that they can join us. Kayla, who was a young woman who was found in an abandoned home on Massachusetts Avenue, which is actually right around the corner from where I live, her family helped us to organize a balloon release / sacred space ritual for her this past Saturday. So we were able to do that Saturday afternoon, and family showed up, loved one showed up. We had conversations with them and were actually able to point two young men to some resources that they needed. So it's a lot bigger than, you know, nobody kill anybody. It is really reaching community and touching lives in ways that people can't even begin to imagine.
And, you know, the work you do, the other great dimension of this is that you are relentless. You just
Yes.
keep at it. I mean, you just keep at it every single day. So the events, the ceasefire events, are four times a year, but there's plenty of stuff going on between the events. And we'll get folks to go to your website to find out what those things are. Leetrees Gant, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And just so honor you for the work that you're doing. It's incredibly important. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. We appreciate you for always staying involved with the movement and using your platform to help to inform people in the community about what we do.
And we will continue to do that. The next event is in August, as I mentioned. There's plenty to do in between now and then. We'll give you a website link on our website, WYPR.org/midday. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, it's Midday on Personal Finance and a conversation with Nick Abrams, certified financial planner, and Leah Abrams, a certified public accountant. The deadline for filing our taxes has been extended until next Monday, May 17th. Nick and Leah will answer your questions and mine about investing and how to take advantage of any tax provisions that may be available. Nick and Leah Abrams are my guests tomorrow here on Midday on Personal Finance. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR News station, member supported 88.1 WYPR.